Hey everybody, you're listening to Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me on CKSS, the finest volunteer college radio station in the Tri-City area. Okay. Well, okay, the only volunteer college radio station in the Tri-City area. Still counts? We're number one! We're number one! Coming up on Kiss Me Cubed, tracks from The Cure's Disintegration, New Order's Technique, some lightning seeds, maybe a little Voice of the Beehive. Who can say? That's what it's like here on the good ship Seakiss, where anything can happen. Sure, I might occasionally play a record at 45 instead of 33, but that's just to keep you, dearest of listeners, on your toes. I, of course, never make mistakes. Ahem. Also, we have a special guest in the studio today. I'm joined by the delightful fella behind our Tuesday morning show, New Day Rising. I mean, so I've heard, as it's a lot of chonka 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 and boom chuck, and guys yelling about stuff. You know, boy music. Seriously, New Day, have you ever played anything with an acoustic guitar in it in your show? Like, ever? Ah, boys, am I right? Ladies know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we might hear from him later if I decide to turn his mic on. Dude, shut up. Nobody can hear you. I just said your mic is off. No, I'm not going to turn it on. I am drunk with power. Ooh, new tagline for the show. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Drunk with power. I like it. But right now, let's get everybody up and ready to take on the day with a little Jane's Addiction before the BBC World News. Jane's Addiction say that nothing's shocking, but they clearly haven't heard how shockingly good the show is. Go stand in the shower and think about that, BBC. Okay, we switch over to the BBC World News feed in about 2 minutes, so we don't have to worry about fading the track. Let's go into the stacks and pull some records. News gets done at around 9:15, I think, so we got time. Come on, you can show me where all the cool records are. Ah, shit. I just remembered we gotta get some Canadian music on here. CanCon regs, you know. Ooh, good idea. I'll go grab some Shadowy Men in some of those It Came From Canada comps. Perfect. Hey, now that we're alone for a couple of minutes, I just wanted to thank you for coming over. Dee Dee flaked on me, and I really hate doing the show by myself. Especially since she's the star and everything, and I'm just the sidekick. Oh, please. You're very sweet. But come on. You've seen her. She's a knockout. How many times have you seen her DJ without being surrounded by a legion of young, lovelorn men? She's the queen of the underground, you know that. Jesus, even her voice is sexy. I bet you're all bummed that she's not here. You're not? Oh, okay. I guess I just assumed you came over mostly to stare at her like all the other DJs do. No. I know you're a fan of the show. You know I'm a fan of yours, too. Yeah, all that stuff at the top of the show is just me goofing on you. It's like I'm a different person when I'm on the air, you know? Well, of course, you know. It's like I can be snarky and weird and excited about music when I'm here. But out there, it's just different. I give off weirdo vibes or something, I guess. Besides, I mostly go out with Dee Dee to the club, and I might as well not even exist when I'm next to her. No, it's true. Well, of course I've had boyfriends, and the occasional girlfriend. Ooh, did I shock you, Mr. Underground DJ? It's 1989. I like sleeping with girls sometimes. I wouldn't date one because we're all super crazy, but a nice soft girl wriggling in a bed really hits the spot sometimes. But I'm mostly about guys. I don't know. There's something about standing in Dee's shadow that makes it harder to see me or something. It's not her fault. What do you mean it kinda is? You're talking about my bestie here. Tread lightly, Mr. Underground. You think she's, what, using me to make herself feel better or something? That's a horrible thing to say, and I'd be really pissed at you if I hadn't already thought that about a million times. Look, you're a dude, a guy, a boy. Boys don't get female friendships. Dee's been my best friend for forever. She's pulled me out of some rough times. Sure, she knows the effect she has on you dumbasses, but how does that affect me? How many times has she stolen a guy that she knew I liked? Hang on, that seems like a very specific question. You're hiding something from me, Mr. Underground. Spill it. Oh, ho, ho, you've said too much, have you? Fine. Just let me, grab this record from the shelf. Okay, see this? That's right, fucko. It's the 45 of Husker Du's Makes No Sense at All. Yes, the one with the cover of the Mary Tyler Moore theme song on the flip. And I swear to God, I will break it in half if you don't spill it. Yes, that's right. Tell me or the record gets it. Do I remember last Friday at the club? Sure, I remember you were there and you were talking to Dee before her set. Probably confessing your undying lust or whatever. You weren't? What were you talking about then? Me? Why? Holy shit, are you blushing, Mr. Underground? Oh man, this has got to be good. Spill it, you. I don't know, tickle you until you puke. I have an older brother, you know. I'll fight dirty. So, let me get this straight. You let it slip to her that you have a crush on me, and she pulled you aside and told you I was crazy? Crazy how? She said I'm frigid? Fuck off, she did not. That's nuts. She knows I like sex. She catch me on the right day and I can come just from sitting on the bus. She tells everyone I'm frigid? And that's why guys don't talk to me at the club? Fucking, no, this is nuts. You're nuts. She's my best friend. Yeah, of course I remember your friend Jay. The guitarist? Oh, he told you about that time we went on a date. Yeah, he was kind of a jerk about it. We had a nice night and I gave him a blowjob and then he sort of disappeared after that. I'd see him around, but he never talked to me. Man, I was crushing on him hard, too. Wait. Yes, I did see Dee talking to him at the club before he went all radio silent on me. Dee told him the same thing? And Rick, too? But she ended up dating Rick for like 2 weeks. Yeah, I did think it was weird that it happened right after Rick said he liked me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. God damn it. I think you're right. No. I'm really glad you told me, actually. Fucking Dee. She's so goddamned insecure. I know you'd never know it, right? But she is. Now that you're making me see it, this is totally what she's doing. She can be a real fucking cunt sometimes. God damn it, Dee, do you even have to cockblock the nice ones? Sorry, that might not have been one of those thoughts I should have maybe not said out loud. Wait, why are you even telling me this? Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. So you thought the whole frigid thing was my idea because you thought I wasn't interested. Huh. Shit, man. I'm sorry for dragging you into this ridiculous drama. I'm kind of embarrassed by the whole thing. Look, I understand if you want to bail. You were probably expecting just a fun time and not have to psychoanalyze my questionable relationship with my supposed best friend. Look, I'm just gonna pull some records and head back to the studio and wait for the news feed to switch back over. Now, where the hell is the punk compilation section? Hey, what are you doing? I lifted up to reach a record and your arms are around my waist And you're kissing my neck from behind. Yes, it feels good. No, I don't want you to stop. You can move your hands up if you want. Wait a minute. Hang on just a second. Just hang on. No, I didn't forget about the part where you said you had a crush on me. But come on, man, be straight. Dee Dee shot you down, and so you made up some story about having a crush on me, and now you think you have to follow through. You don't have to, okay? I know I'm just the side... Okay, I admit it's possible you might have a crush on... Nope, not really convinced yet. Could you kiss me one more time just to make sure? Oh God, yes. I believe you. You just put forth a very strong argument. Oh, the neck again? Gosh, okay, I suppose you can. Kiss my neck and pull my hair back. Yeah, I like that very, very much. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much. Guys say that that's a little off-putting. It's a nervous thing. Oh, you like me talking? That's true. You did say that you're a fan of the show. Well, in that case, I really like what you're doing, but I bet my tits would like it even more. Nope. It's a pure coincidence I wore a button-down shirt today. Luckily, you seem to know your way around buttons. And oh, my goodness, that's my nipple in your mouth. No, don't stop. Holy shit. I will be quite cross, young man, if you stop. Oh, God, yes. Pinch them. Suck them. Jesus, did Dee tell you how much I love having my nipples sucked and bitten and sucked? And did I say bitten? Because especially bitten. Oh no? This is just your thing too? Well, in that case, who am I to stop you? Fuck. I am so wet right now. Yes, I am. Fine, I'll show you. Give me that hand. Yeah, buttonfly jeans too. Sue me, I don't like zippers. There. Do you see how fucking wet I am? My underwear is soaked through. My clit is already so... Oh, God. Fuck. I guess you know where that is. Oh no, do not stop for anything, Mr. Underground. You are gonna finger me right fucking now. God. Yes, I like that a lot. Oh, Jesus. Holy fuck. I love getting fingered and I love getting eaten out. I love kissing and fuck me, this is not how I thought this morning was gonna go. But I like to roll with it. With... the punches, you know? Jesus, I can't just gush all over the fucking record library. I don't want you to stop. Oh, what's that? You have an idea. You'll catch it in your mouth. What do you mean? Oh, my fucking God. Your tongue is all the way in me. Holy shit. Keep fucking me with it. Keep eating my fucking pussy. My God, please fuck. Yes. I'm gonna come. Jesus, I've never been this fucking wet and ready. Yes. I'm gonna come. Right? All over your fucking face, your fucking tongue, and fuck, I'm coming, please, fuck, eat my pussy, fuck, holy just, what the fuck, let me kiss you, It's the least I could do. God, it's like you just ran your face through a sprinkler. That's never, never happened to me before. Fuck. Oh, I'm sorry I was so greedy. I promise I'll make it up to you. Has that light been red this whole time? Over there in the corner above the door. Was that red when we came in here? So, those extra studio mics in the corner were live? Uh-oh. Look, there's a small chance that we might have, broadcast, that. Don't look at me! You work here too, you know? Why didn't you notice it? You know what? I'm sure it's fine. The news should have switched off the feed anyway. Let's go back to the studio and... Oh boy, that's a lot of calls on the phone! Hang on, let me answer one. Yes, yes, I'm the host of Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me. The one who just came on the air over the BBC World News. So, everybody heard me coming on the air? Okay, well, thanks for the call. Say, Mr. Underground, is there a back way out of this place? I think my college radio career might be coming to an abrupt end. Now let's get out of here so you can fuck me good and proper, okay? I ain't half done with you yet.